good to be with you, Damien.
Can you believe it's halfway mark of the season? How quick has that gone?
It's pretty crazy, to be honest. I mean, it didn't seem that long ago that we're pretty keen to get back into the swing of things. And, we're approaching round 9 this week. So, it's come and gone pretty quickly.
round 9 this week. And I suppose, I don't know if you could call them a surprise packet, but I suppose one of the more interesting things is Wentworth undefeated at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. They're ticking over pretty well at this point in time. So, this week they come up against Robinvale Euston, so that may be a test for them, but they'd certainly be pretty pleased where they're situated at the moment.
Yeah, Robinvale Euston this week at John James Oval, drive up the highway. They're always tough to beat up there, the Eagles. That's probably a danger game for Wentworth. Robinvale used to have shown signs at times this year already, Peter, so that's probably a match of the round.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Damo. Wentworth do have to travel, and Robinvale are generally at their best on their own dunghill, so to speak. So they'd be pretty keen to get the win. So it should be shaping as the match of the round, for sure.
Just looking at the round a little bit, Peter, Imperials have probably got the bye at a perfect time for those guys. They probably need to regroup a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And that's across the board, to be honest. I mean, the issues that the clubs are facing at the moment is player availability.
Yeah.
Whether that's through injury, the COVID stuff, or the flu. So getting their best team in the park is a bit of a challenge at this point in time. But I guess they're all in the same basket in relation to that. But I think Ince have highlighted the fact that they have been struggling lately with their numbers. So it's probably coming at an opportune time to buy.
The team I call the BP, the Quiet Achievers, United, they're slipping. They're starting to show some real form too as well. They're probably going to be a worry to a lot of teams in the four.
Yeah, for sure. I think the emerging performances of the only United club is sort of pricked the ears of quite a few. So they're travelling along pretty well, and they're ticking away and getting the wins on the board. So they'll certainly have something to do with what goes on towards the end of the year, for sure.
What are the crowds been like across the board so far this season, Peter? What you'd expect?
Yeah, pretty solid, to be honest. Obviously, I've touched on before, the flu and the bug getting around sort of keeps a few at home. But clubs in general have been pretty happy with the crowds to date. So, hopefully that continues.
Peter, in leagues, not on the table this year. Do you see the St Asia Football Netball League board sit down and have a talk about that off-season and see what you do with interleague moving forward?
Absolutely. I guess, we spoke to the clubs prior to this year, and I guess the focus was just getting back to some sort of normality and getting back into club footy.
Yep.
The decision was made, in consultation with the clubs, that let's just push the interleague aside for a year and just focus on getting back to some normal stuff, and it'll be readdressed towards the end of this year whether we get back into interleague programs for 2023.
Yeah, speaking to Paul Matheson on the program a little while ago, he was thinking out loud, but he even floated the idea of a pre-season type thing, or he'd love to see it come back in one way, shape or form or another, I think.
Yeah, for sure. So, we've sort of spoken to our clubs, and we'll sit down together with them at the end of the year and just work out what the best plan is going forward, whether that's the traditional game against North Central or Central Murray or something, something out completely different. So, we'll talk through that a little later date.
Peter, South Mildura, the Mildura Sporting Precinct's already, they've been running home and away games there. How have the early teething problems been?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Obviously, it's still a work in progress, and teams are working hard to get that up to speed. But, South Mildura, I think they've posted probably 3 games to date, so that's gone along pretty well.
Yeah, I see that the board, voted against taking the finals there this year and all the rest of that. That was probably always a little bit of a no-brainer. I suppose 2023 would be the year you're going to seriously look at it.
Absolutely, Damien. It's obviously going to be a premier precinct once it's finished, but I guess in making that determination whether we took the grand final out this year, there was quite a lot of points that had to be considered.
Yep.
And on considering those points, we talk about, the possibility of inclement weather, the lack of grandstands and seating, and even the financial risk to the league, given that we haven't had a final series since 2019, so
yeah.
little or no income has come in. So that, together with the obviously the netball component, we do have an outdoor netball season.
Exactly, yep.
So to have an outdoor season and then play the main game indoors seemed a little bit odd, so that's come into the factor as well. So there's quite a few elements that need to be considered, and I guess it really wasn't going to be fit for purpose on September 10 this year, but I'm pretty sure going forward that there's no doubt that 2023 that the league will be conducting their final series, their main grand final anyway, out at the new precinct.
No, it's good to see the league make the decision early in this, round nine this weekend, and everyone knows where we're heading, and you get on with it now and look forward to a great final series and a terrific rest of the season. I was just thinking that, St. Rage is still producing some good footballers too, and young Oscar Forkhead, now Josh Carmichael at Collingwood. So
yeah, absolutely. I noticed on the tally last week that Josh was playing for the Collingwood BFL side against Casey Demon.
Yep.
So... And I did notice it was belting down in rain, with rain. So he's come from sunny Mildura where it's nice and dry to, it was just very, very bad weather last week. But he's certainly progressing, and so too is Oscar, no doubt.
Yeah, I suppose Oscar's headed to the Gold Coast, a little bit sunnier towards, a little bit more like Mildura weather than Melbourne. But it augurs well for their future in St. Rage footy. And it's been great to have you on the program again, Pete. It's been a terrific first half of the season. So let's see what the rest of the second half unfolds as.
Yeah, no, it's always good to catch up, mate. So any time.
You stay busy, as I know you always do at league level, and we'll talk again soon, Pete.
Thanks, Tommy. Bye-bye.